The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he, the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Some of us might remember the movie director M. Night Shyamalan, whose big hit was the movie The Sixth Sense, from which we get the line, "I see dead people." A few years later, he directed a movie called simply The Village. It's about an isolated 19th century village surrounded by a thick, dense woods that's populated by fearsome monsters, very frightening creatures, very mysterious individuals. And there's an agreement between these monsters and the people of the village that they will respect one another's borders. And that agreement was breached on one occasion when one of the villagers wanders into the forest. And in turn, that night, the creatures invade the village. When the watchtower sees the red hooded images of the creatures coming into the village, they ring the bell of the watchtower, and everybody at night scatters to their homes, frightened, to lock themselves in, bar the doors, and hide in the basement, not knowing what these creatures are going to do. All that is except in the Walker house, in which the families, the children, are in the basement, except the eldest, the blind girl, Ivy Walker, is standing in her front door with her hand reaching out into the darkness. Her siblings are begging her, "Shut the door, don't let them in." But she's waiting for her boyfriend, Lucius, and she says, "No, Lucius is out there. He will want to come to make sure we're okay." And she stands there, stalwart and firm, blind, terrified, but confident that Lucius will arrive. And she stands with her hand reaching out into the darkness of the night. And in the shot, lined up perfectly with her hand, you see one of the creatures and their silhouette in the darkness coming closer and closer and closer to her. And just as it steps into the light and you see the red outline of their hoods, Ivy's hand is grabbed and she is pulled into the house by Lucius, whose name means light. The whole atmosphere of the scene changes. The scene, as she's being pulled in, the door being closed and her led to safety, is done in slow motion with a very haunting love theme over the action. The tension of the scene is still there. The suspense is still there. But now there's a sense everything's going to be okay. Lucius has arrived. Today's gospel, as well as our first reading, which I must say, both of which were read with all the vigor of an Old Testament prophet, are very frightening images, especially that which Jesus gives us in today's gospel. We don't hear of peace and tranquility. We hear of wars and insurrections. We don't hear of family harmony. We hear of parents and children turning one another in for persecution and even death because of their faith in Jesus. We don't hear of the imminent coming of the Messiah. We hear of false messiahs coming to lead the people astray. Many look at this as a laundry list of what's to happen at the end of the world, but Jesus is basically giving the people a promise of what they are to experience throughout human history because they are followers of Christ. And it is very much an image of darkness. We are waiting for some assurance from Christ, but all he does is promise us that it will not always be a bed of roses for people who are his followers. In fact, everyone will hate you because of me. And we stand there reaching with our hand out into the darkness for some sign of Jesus, which he does not give. Perhaps this is what is felt by the people who are experiencing persecution in the first few centuries of the church's history. Perhaps this is the experience of those who are experiencing persecution right now in Iraq and the Middle East. Perhaps this is the experience of someone experiencing a terrible illness and a sickness, where they feel so sick that they can't imagine getting well. Those facing perhaps a surgery in which their life hangs in the balance. Those experiencing family strife, the breakup of a family, economic troubles, and so on. Perhaps this was the feeling of the disciples of Jesus on the night of Good Friday. We stand reaching out into the darkness, waiting not for someone named Lucius, whose name means light, but for one named Jesus, who is the light, to take our hand and lead us to where we need to go. And as followers of Christ, we do not cower in hiding. Hiding in the basement, hiding away from the world that is frightening and perhaps very, very dark. But we stand with confidence, a stalwart, stubborn confidence, that Christ will come. Christ will take us by the hand and lead us to where we need to go. Jesus didn't say being his followers will always be comforting, but he did say he would always be present to the church. And so we stand with our hand reached out into the darkness of a world that in many ways hates us because we are followers of Christ. Even in this country where we see such hostility of some toward Christianity in general, Catholicism in particular, we stand with our hands reaching out into the darkness, confident that Christ will come to lead us to where we need to go. It will not erase the scariness. It will not alleviate the darkness. But we know everything will be okay because Christ will come. Christ has come. Christ is here. And we can go forth with that confidence of people who believe in him and who can experience the trials, the turmoil, and the tribulation that Jesus promised us we would experience. But know that we are not alone in that. As the psalm says, though I walk through the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Let us go forth as we wrap up this liturgical year, this Sunday and next Sunday, as we continue to live in a world of great darkness, some worse than others in different parts of the world. to pray for those who are experiencing a personal darkness, or our brother and sister Christians in the Middle East who are experiencing the darkness of persecution, that they will not lose faith or hope, that they will not cower in hiding, but that they too will always stand confidently with their hands reaching out into the darkness, waiting for Christ, who is the light, to take them by the hand and lead them through the darkness to where they need to be. And despite the darkness and the tribulation, we know, in the end, everything will be okay.